There's plenty of monitoring in New Hampshire today. The headlines blare, polls open in New Hampshire. But that state's primary, while crucial for the candidates, is perhaps not the best focus group to reflect America. Jamie Harrison, chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party. I gather you're not impressed by New Hampshire's four-year ritual of having to be the nation's first primary state, Jamie?
No, you know, New Hampshire is a great state. It's so much fun to watch what happens there and what happens in Iowa. But, you know, you come to South Carolina and we sort of wrap up the whole gift. We give candidates a sense of how they would fare across the rest of the nation. We have a large African-American population. Nevada, which is also an early state, has a large Hispanic population. And so, you know, this was part of the brilliance of Howard Dean in 2006 in adding South Carolina and Nevada to the mix so that you could get a real good picture of how well a candidate would fare across the country.
Now, a lot of people say that this, of course, favors Hillary Clinton, traditionally popular with African-American voters. Does she come into South Carolina in 2016, though, with a sense of entitlement that may make her support here a little bit, or support in South Carolina, a little bit uncertain?
You know, I don't think Secretary Clinton has come in with a sense of entitlement at all. I think if anybody's learned the lessons from 2008, it's her. She has not taken any vote for granted in the state. I remember the first call I got from her when she said that she was going to launch a campaign, and the one thing that she emphasized from the very beginning was that she was not going to take anything for granted and was going to fight for every vote. And I've seen that from the campaign that they've put together down here. Clay Middleton, who is her state director, has been fighting and talking to everybody that he possibly can in order to build that operation, and they've done a good job.
And the Sanders operation, how do you gauge that?
Sanders, after the senator announced that he was running, and he actually came, he was the first to come to our convention, even prior to his announcement. But they built a really good ground game here as well. He actually even hired away my former, she was my deputy executive director, Crystal Spain, to help with that outreach effort. And they've done a really good job. The big issue for him is how does he appeal to African-American women? And that is the nut that he has to crack in order to really be viable here in South Carolina.
Aside from being, you know, an unknown in South Carolina, relatively speaking, why is he unappealing to African-American women? Why is this a nut he has to crack?
See, I don't know if I would say that he's unappealing. I've always said that Senator Sanders has a two-step process that he has to in order to win South Carolina. The first step is he has to increase his name ID. Not many folks here in the state know who the senior senator is from, well, the junior senator from the great state of Vermont. Despite his, civil rights heritage, going to the March on Washington and all, they just don't know who he is. So that's the first thing, is increasing his name ID. And then the second step is, even after he increases his name ID, he has to convince these voters that he is the best person to carry their water. And that's a very tough hill to climb, given the Clinton history in terms of working in this state and in many other states and across the nation. And so it's a difficult challenge. It's not impossible, but it's a hard one.
Does Hillary Clinton have this state in her back pocket at this point from where you stand?
She has a lead in the state, and she definitely has the home field advantage. But I don't think that she or her campaign has taken that for granted, and they're continuing to send down surrogates. President Clinton, Chelsea Clinton were all here just last week, and I'm sure Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton will be here shortly. So they're not taking it for granted.
And then I think it's so much about New Hampshire. They're definitely thinking about South Carolina. Jamie Harrison is chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party. Jamie, thanks so much and good luck to you.
Thank you. Take care.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.